Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go. 'Cause when I look to the sky, something tells me you're here with me. And you make everything all right.
Good evening, everyone. Happy holidays, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening, and I'm very happy to be here with you for the next hour. And as always, we've got a great show lined up for you tonight. We're very happy to be able to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. And of course, we also like taking your questions, so give us a call here on the show. We're at 888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Joanne Gerber, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we have just a couple of quick updates. We have one last medium event coming up this year, and it's actually tomorrow night. On Friday, December 18th, we have an event called Dessert and Discarnates at the Forever Family Conference Room in Oceanside, New York, and that will be with our certified medium, Angelina Diana. We also have another great Holidays Past raffle coming up next Wednesday, on December 23rd, and mediumship readings will be given away to five lucky winners. So be sure to enter this. This is a great event, and if you do, you might win a reading with one of our certified mediums. Now, the mediums participating in this raffle are Tracy Lee Nash, Nancy Marlowe, Dustin Livers, Kathy Toll, and also Dr. Neil Zepkowski. You'll find more information about this event and all the upcoming events on our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. So let's get to our show for this evening. Tonight, of course, is Mediums and Messages, and all of our mediums who are guests on the show have been certified through the Forever Family Foundation. Tonight, we'll be opening up the phone lines in just a few minutes, so you can reach us here. I'm going to give you the number one more time, 1-888-627-6008, and we do look forward to taking your calls. So let me introduce our guest for this evening. Our guest medium tonight is Joanne Gerber. She is not only one of the certified mediums with Forever Family, but she's also a certified research medium with the Winbridge Institute. Joanne holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Business Administration and Marketing, and she's Reiki certified. She's certified in both clinical and metaphysical hypnotherapy, and of course she's lab certified in her mediumistic ability, having tested through the University of Arizona's Veritas Research Program. She's certainly no stranger to our show. She's been here before. She's actually hosted the show before as well, and we're very happy to have her with us tonight. Hi, Joanne. How are you?
Good evening, Doreen. I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing terrific. We're so happy to have you back with us. And boy, you've been a busy lady this past year.
Yeah.
You just did one of our Holidays Past events, yes?
Actually, I just did two. I did
two
one
of them.
In Miami and one here in Natick, Massachusetts.
How awesome is that? I hear such great things about those events when you do them. You know, I wanted to ask you a little bit about that, though, because when someone has had, a major loss and then the holidays roll around, you know, it's incredibly hard to deal with that. So I wanted to ask you, like, spiritually speaking, just from your perspective, having, you know, done events like this, especially around, the end of year holidays, do you have any words of wisdom, you know, for our listeners, something that might help them to get through, like, difficult days like the holidays, anything like that?
Well, from my own experience as a medium, and I'm sure you also experience this too, Doreen, that we know, you know, that our loved ones are, we're still connected to our loved ones through the energy of love that can
right.
be taken from us. But we miss their physical presence. And you know, even as myself being a medium, when the holidays come around or birthdays of my loved ones that are past, significant dates, you know,
right.
I often think of them more often. And, you know, this time of the year, people are always thinking of their loved ones because that's what the families are for. They're for coming together in love. And that's the true meaning of the holiday. And to share that love and that caring and thoughtfulness that's shared between family and friends. And it's very difficult when one of those friends or one of those family members are no longer in the picture anymore.
Right.
But I do know that loved ones on the other side especially love to be around during the holidays. I mean, they do come through and even mention things like that during a session where, you know, don't worry, I would never miss the Christmas dinner that you always made.
Right.
Or, you know, things like that. Or even though I can't cut the turkey, you know, somebody else will be there. But I'll be there, you know, and it's in a lot of clients that I have spoken to, and this has been brought to me through spirit occasionally too as well, is that they'll set a place setting for their loved one.
I love that when they do that. I think that's such a great idea.
I think it is, and it's like not forgetting about them. It's a memory.
Yeah.
Or lighting a candle at the table, something that,
right.
you know, brings to the consciousness that we haven't forgotten about you.
Right.
And as you know, when we do that and we're sending our thoughts out, they're connecting with us.
They are, you know, and it's what you just described. You know, it's about celebrating their lives, not just mourning their passing, you know,
mm-hmm.
and their death. It's about how do we get to celebrate them some way, you know. And one of the things I always recommend is that, you know, if you are going to come together as a family and someone is missing because they passed in the last year, you know, tell some great stories about them. Share with each other, you know. And funny stories are even the best, you know.
Yeah, and they love when we laugh and we're happy and it draws their energy closer, as we know. And, you know, I think we just have to trust the process that they are there. And that their love is there. Even though whether we get a subtle message or something very, very strong, or we just don't know whether we're getting a message, whatever it is, they'll be there. And, you know, we just have to believe in that they're never gone forever, you know, that they have changed as far as they have transformed in energy, but they are still there and that love will always be there.
Yeah, this is so true. And, you know, just for our listeners, just so you guys know, listening out there, I mean, people don't realize that even though we're mediums, we feel grief also. So we kind of know what you're going through. We've had our losses, you know, just the same way that you have. We do understand what grief is like. So, you know, come together as a family and just remember to celebrate, you know, your loved ones. Do something special for them. You know, I always like to say, I don't know how you get this, Joanne, but I always really feel so clearly that they are around us. They see us. They hear us. They know everything that's going on here, you know, in the physical world. So they really kind of like it when we celebrate them.
They do, because then we're acknowledging their presence.
Yeah, we're
acknowledging their memories and that they're not forgotten. And, you know, I think that's what keeps them closer to us is the memories and the thoughts, you know, that exchange of energy between ourselves and spirit. And, you know, it's a connection. It's always a connection of love.
Right. The connection's always there. And as I like to say, love is forever. Relationships are forever. And even challenging relationships are forever. You know, once we have the bond here on Earth, we always have that connection to our loved ones. Well, we're really happy that you're back on the show with us tonight.
Okay.
And I hope that our listeners will check out your website. Please check out joannegerber.com. You could sign up for her newsletter, and you'll see what kind of events she has coming up in the new year. She's always a busy lady. So we're going to take, actually, a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Joanne Gerber, and we'll also be opening up the phone lines to callers. You know, so if you have a question for us or if you'd like to receive a little mini reading and a connection with spirit, give us a call here at 1-888-627-6008. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's Hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world. But for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential. And research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Dori Malloy, your host for this evening, and if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Joanne Gerber. Now, for those of you who are calling in, if we take your call on the air, we just, you know, and you want to have a connection with Spirit, we like to hear your voice. It really helps us to facilitate a connection with Spirit. So we'll say your first name, and you can let us know if you'd like a quick mini reading, okay? Or if you have a question for us instead, we'd love to take your questions as well. You ready to go, Joanne?
I am, yeah.
Okay, so I think we have Kathy calling in from New York. Kathy, are you with us?
Yes, hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. Did you have a question
for us, or
would you like to have a connection?
No, I'd like to have a connection, please.
Okay. I'm going to turn you over to Joanne.
Hi, Kathy. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you.
Thank you for calling in tonight. So I'm going to just tune into the energy around you for a moment to see who we're connecting to from the spirit side of life around you. And as I'm linking into the energy, Kathy, I first feel a female vibration coming through on mother's side of the family. And as I connect with her, I want to say a very strong woman. I do feel when she was here, I'm not sure if this would be mother or grandmother with you, but I do know that I want to say very strong. I feel strong physically. I feel somebody who wasn't afraid to learn things that she didn't know before. I feel someone who was always open to learning new things and working with her hands. I feel like somebody who was very alive and energy when she was here, very energetic. And do you understand this on? Would you understand this on mother's side of the family? I do know that she would have passed in her 70s, around her 70s, or maybe a little bit older than that. And I do know that she would have worn her hair a little bit on the curlier side as she's showing me her hair. Kathy, are you there?
Yes, I'm listening. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes. Can you understand this? I feel like it may be mother,
yes,
grandmother vibration with you. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay,
I do understand, yes.
And I do know at the end of her life, I do know she was very ill at the end of her life. It wasn't a quick or sudden passing with her. I do feel that she had some sort of a brief illness, and it was complications because there's something with her heart, too, or in the chest here. I'm feeling a lot of pressure around the heart area, or it could be with the left lung. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And I feel like I want to stay with her. I feel like I'm somebody who stood by what I believe in, and I'm not going to listen to things that just are silly. You understand that with her?
Yes.
It's like she's a no-nonsense type of personality, if you would understand that with her. And you would have her jewelry or her jewelry box, because she has shown me a box with jewelry in it, and I do see a ring as she opens this box. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And I know you would probably not be wearing it right now. She's showing me a box, so I do feel the ring is put away somewhere. You understand?
Yes, it is.
If you wear it or you wore it, you didn't have it on for long, she's talking about. You understand? I don't know. I feel like somebody put the fear of God into you or something that said, you know, be careful with that ring. Don't lose that ring, you know. It's almost like she's joking around about it. But, you know, here on the material, on the earth plane, you know, we're maybe more attached to our materialistic goods. But as we make that transition to the spirit side of life, Kathy, we let that fall away. It's not important anymore. What's important is our loved ones that are here. And that's a connection that I feel she wants to make with you. And I feel like she took care of you or she was always around you. I feel very motherly about her energy. If she's grandmother, then I know that she was had a big part of your life. You want a big part in your life. You understand? Yeah.
Right. Yes.
So somebody. Why do I want to make wine? Or is there an Italian connection? Does somebody make wine in the family?
Somebody make wine.
Yeah. Somebody make wine and put label the bottles with a name on it, or put like labels on.
Not wine, but beer.
Beer. Okay.
Beer, not wine.
Okay, but would you understand, like, labeling it or putting, like, a name on it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
And so I do feel like I need to acknowledge that person who's here who does that. There would be somebody that's still alive in the physical. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, that's my brother. He makes beer, and he puts his own labels.
Okay, so I do know she's showing me this process, and I do know that she wants to make a connection with him. And even though, you know, she may not give specific names, that it's her way of acknowledging all the children. And your mom would still be here? She's still here on the physical?
No, I think this is my mom.
His mom, okay. Okay, I'm hearing mom, so like I said, I'm not sure, and I feel like I may have two people, but I know it's like a mother or grandmother vibration she's coming through here. So I do know she would have, like, almost like treated you like one of her own. You know, I feel like your grandmother was very close to you, too, and had a connection with you. And I do know that mom and grandmother are together on the other side. And
good.
Let me just see what they're saying here. Did Mom was a smoker before she passed?
Maybe when she was young. I never saw her smoke.
Okay, no, then there could be somebody else coming in. Somebody's a heavy smoker and would have smoked, like, right up until the time they passed. Interesting. Okay. And I don't know whether this would be an uncle or great-uncle to you, but I do have a gentleman, and he's showing himself to me. And I want to say the name, like, the A initial, like Al or Alan connection. Does that make sense to you?
No.
And I want to go to mother's side uncle, somebody who would have smoked quite heavily and liked to have drinks, if you understand that. I'm smelling alcohol, so I know I want to light up a cigarette and have a drink with him. And I feel like he had a very round face. I feel like he would have passed maybe in his 60s, and maybe just, you know, 60s to late 60s or so, maybe not quite 70. And I feel as he's showing me his energy, he went very quickly to spirit. And I don't know whether he had a heart attack or stroke, but something took him very fast.
Oh, okay.
And I also...
I'm writing this all down.
Okay, that's fine. So if you can check with your family, and it may go back a time, it may be a great uncle, but I'm not sure. But I am feeling, and I smell the cigarettes, and I am feeling the energy there along with Mom. But I do know that Mom is okay. And was there also recently, I want to go to the month of November for a birthday in the family?
Yes. Yes, my brother's birthday is in November.
Okay, is this the brother that makes the beer labels?
No.
A different brother.
No, beer is a big family.
Okay, all right, because I do know there's an acknowledgement for him, too. And there's a happy belated birthday. And I feel like Mom would have been the type that remembered everybody's birthdays or always sent cards or would call you up and say happy birthday.
Yes, that's for
something
sure.
You would never forget, you know. And she expected everybody else to do the same, if that makes sense to you. She expected all her children to call
I
her.
I think we're going to have to leave it there because our lines are ringing off the wall. But, Kathy, I hope this helped you a little bit.
Yes, it did. Thank you so much.
Remember, she comes around you with a lot of love, and she knows that you think about her, Kathy, and have a wonderful holiday season.
Awesome.
You too. Thanks again.
Okay. Thanks for calling in, Kathy. All right, we're going to go to our next caller holding. I think we have Nancy on the line, also calling in from New York. Are you with us, Nancy?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Hi. Did you have a question for Joanne, or would you like a connection to spirit?
I'd love a connection. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, Nancy. Happy holidays. Thank you for calling this evening.
Hi. Happy holidays to you also.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Nancy. So I do want to just take a moment here because I do feel a bit overwhelmed with the energy coming in around you from spirit. I do feel several people coming through. I do feel as I connect in here, and I do feel a male vibration who's passed on the other side who comes in around your energy, and I want to go to father's side of the family with him. And I'm not sure if I'm connecting with father or uncle vibration, because now I'm hearing, in the last reading I had an uncle coming through, I keep hearing uncle again. And as I connect with his energy, I do feel like a condition of cancer before he passed and something that would have started around the stomach or below the stomach that would have spread through the body. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, my dad.
Okay. And he wasn't that old when he passed. Was he just around his 70s when he passed?
No, he was much younger. He was in his 40s.
40s, okay. I just want to say I don't feel very old about him. I may have the age wrong with him, and he may have looked a bit older as he got ill, but I do know he would have had the cancer that spread. And I do feel like, in a sense, I'm feeling like your dad kind of kept everything inside about his illness, or he didn't want to tell people how sick he really was. I feel like he wasn't really open to talking about it. And I feel like some people thought maybe he was trying to hide things or didn't want people to worry about him. You understand?
Yes.
And well, he was good at working with his hands. Did he work with tools or machinery?
I don't believe so.
Okay. There's something where I feel like I can fix things. I know how to fix small things or small parts.
He was very good at fixing things, yes.
Okay. All right. Good. Because I feel like that's something he enjoyed doing. He liked to work with his hands. I feel like he was a problem solver. You know, he tells me that, you know, he was the type that, you know, if he couldn't figure something out, he would work on it and work on it until he had an answer. And I don't know if that's what he did with his work, too, but he was very good at it, I do want to say. Let me just see what, okay. And there's a female energy coming in with him, too, as well. And I feel like I want to go to mother's side of the family with her. I'm not getting a very strong connection right now, but I do know she's coming through on mother's side of the family. Interesting. Okay. Let me see what. Do you understand gene or genie connection?
Gene or genie?
It could be Joan, but I'm getting the JN name on mother's side of the family.
The mother's side of the family.
I don't have a very strong link with her right now, but I do know there's somebody coming in. I'm hearing that name, so it could be with someone that's passed on the other side by that name or someone that's here that they're trying to acknowledge. And I want to say on with your mother's side of the family, was it very religious? So there was a lot of worship, like going to church with her.
On my mother's side of the family?
Yes.
They show me my mother goes to church.
Okay.
My mother goes to church every week, but I don't...
Okay, all right. Because I do feel like I want to go to church. Like, she showed me the sign of the cross, but I don't... I feel someone's coming to make a connection here that's connected on your mother's side. And this may be with a grandmother vibration with you. And I don't know if you would understand that JN name keeps coming through again. So would you remember I mentioned that, please? And maybe you could check with Mom.
Could it be
J-N,
my husband?
Like Joan or Jean? Excuse me?
Could it be my husband with the J name or no?
Your husband is, if he's passed, he may be trying to come through. But I do know that the grandmother's talking about the JN name and it's a female name.
Oh, it's a female.
Yes.
No.
But just remember I mentioned that because I keep hearing it. But I do know that grandmother shows me the sign of the cross. Like, I feel like she was really religious or goes to church. But I do know she's very happy about Mom or proud of her that she continues on the tradition. And I don't know if it's like Mom's been talking about how maybe she's not going to go to church anymore, or she's going to not go as much or something. There's something with the church or the issue with the church. I just, would you please remember that I mentioned that, please?
Sure,
okay?
Sure.
And I do feel a gentleman coming through here. There's a lot of people, like I said, there's a lot of energy around you, Nancy. So, and I have to go pretty fast with this because of the time limit.
I know.
Yeah, we have about one more minute with this call.
I'm just gonna quickly go to this gentleman, see if I can make a connection with him. And I feel a very gentle man as he comes through. I feel like, was he just around 40s when he passed or 45 when he passed?
My husband, he was 60.
Yes. 60, okay. Because there's something about the number. Would you remember I talked about 45 here? The number's 45.
Yes.
And I don't know if there's a connection with April 5th, but I want to give you the numbers 45. And I do want to say he went very fast. He's telling me
yes,
he went very quickly, and it was unexpected. Like, I feel like either they didn't, no one knew he was going to pass as fast as he did, if that makes sense to you. And I do feel like there wasn't time to say goodbye, and I do know that he wants to say goodbye to you. I do know that he misses you very dearly, and he knows that you talk to him all the time. And do you play a CD or one of his CDs or music or something? Is there something with listening to his music?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And there was a song that you heard recently, or there might be a Christmas song, because I feel like I want to hold a mistletoe over you and give you a kiss. And I feel like he could be very funny. You understand that with him. I feel like someone who would be kind of like the life of the party, or if you were down, he'd always want to make you laugh. And I feel like he brings this love to you today, Nancy. And know that he is okay. There's also other people, other family with him on the other side. He is not alone. And what about... Are you getting a puppy dog or something with the puppy?
Well, when my husband was in the hospital, he kept saying when he thought he was coming home, and he said he wanted a puppy, and my family's always joking with me that we got to get you a puppy.
Yes, because I feel like you're kind of like, did you get the puppy?
Right, okay.
So please remember
that. Yet.
Lots of love to you, and have a happy holiday season.
All right,
thank
Nancy,
you so much.
Thank you so much for calling
in. Thank you.
Thank
you both.
Okay. Oh, gosh. That was terrific, Joanne. Okay, so I think we have time for one more caller really quick before we go to our next commercial break. I think we have Debbie on the line calling in from New York. Debbie, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, thanks for calling in. Did you want a connection with Spirit?
I would like a connection with Spirit, yes.
Okay.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Hi. All right.
All right. Okay. Let me...
thank you.
You're the third New Yorker call, so let me just tune in here and see who is around you that we can make a connection with. Interesting. Okay. You know, I feel like this connection I'm getting around you, I feel several people coming through. I do feel a gentleman that would have passed very young. I do feel as I connect to his energy, there's something with very quick passing or very tragic passing. Does that make sense to you? Okay.
Yes, it does.
And I know that as I'm connecting with his energy, I feel like almost like I want to say, like, you know, I'm sorry about what happened. I'm sorry about what happened. And I feel very young about him. Was he just like in his 20s when he passed?
No. No, he was 59.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was 59.
All right. And, I do want to say, let me just say this here. I don't know whether because he keeps showing me a younger image of himself. And sometimes, usually I ask Spirit to bring through loved ones showing me right before they pass. So that way you'd be identified with the age that they pass. And I want to say, with this gentleman, he would have lived life a little bit on the wild side, if that makes sense to you.
I feel
someone who was adventurous, wasn't afraid to do
things.
And I actually am hearing, I'm not sure if it's like a loud muffler or a motorcycle, but I want to race the engine with him. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Was he one time into cars or liked to drive fast or liked loud cars or noisy bikes?
Well, he did when I met him. He had a motorcycle.
Okay. And so, I mean, I don't know whether you've been looking through younger pictures of him recently because he keeps going back and forth with the images here. And there's something about being very proud about the way he looks. And I don't know whether before he passed he had either cut his hair very short or shaved his head. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, no.
Because
his hair was always too long.
Because he's talking about his hair, like he's showing me that he cut all his hair off. So there was some issue about his hair or something that he's trying to bring through here where I feel like he's rubbing the top of his head saying, I have no more hair. And I feel like, you know, he was a prankster, and he used to like to joke around a lot. But I do know I do want to say with that, there was questions around his passing. I feel like there's nobody really to blame with that. And I feel like kind of like I want to say let it go or somebody's holding on to something. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. And interesting. Did he write you notes or poetry or leave you notes?
No, he left notes. Oh, I can't. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
He's showing me writing a note to you or leaving notes for you.
He used to leave all kinds of little notes. He used to write notes and lists and all kinds of things.
And did you just, like, pick those up or go through his writing or his notes or something? He's making me aware of this for a reason. Yeah, he's drawing hearts, and I feel like there may be something that's connected this time of year for a special time other than the holidays. But I feel like I want to say that, you know, he's sorry for not telling you how much he cared about you, that he could have said it more to you. Does that make sense to you? I feel like I want to express myself and tell you how much I love you and how much I care about you. Is there also a Michael connection or Mikey connection?
Michael or a Mikey? His friend is Michael.
Okay, who's here on the physical?
Yes, he's here. Yeah.
And do you see him?
Yes.
Or because I feel like you see him and you can get a message and tell him that he's okay. And he knows Michael's been thinking about him.
Oh.
And he liked to collect everything, or something with old toys. Does that make sense to you?
Well, we have a lot of old stuff he liked to collect.
Okay. Because it's somewhat like liking to collect old cars, or I don't know if it's Matchbox, or like some sort of collectible car set. But he shows me these like older like collectible toys or toy cars.
Okay,
and
we're going to have to leave it there, I think, because we've got
okay,
to go to
Debbie,
break.
I do know, I want to say he loves you very much. He knows you think about him, okay? And your thoughts are connecting
okay.
with him. So keep thinking about him. He is okay. He is at peace. He's with family, and he loves you very much.
All right.
And I wish you the best for the holidays.
Debbie, thank you
thank
so
you
much for calling
much.
Into the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty, we're going to leave it
the
there.
Holiday.
So, you too. We are going to take a very quick break, so don't go anywhere. We're going to get right back to our phone lines in just a couple of minutes. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Thank you. everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Joanne Gerber, and before we get back to our guest and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help us. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead, go to ForeverFamilyFoundation.org, and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every single page of our website, and if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way that you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive, it's free, and just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like Apple Store, Drugstore.com, Marriott, Old Navy, QVC, Victoria's Secret, and many, many, many more. So go to ForeverFamilyFoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, so let's get back to our guest for this evening. Joanne Gerber is here with us. We've got time for another call, maybe two, if we can fit it in. So let's get back to our phone lines. I think we have Kathy calling in from Pittsburgh. Are you with us, Kathy?
I am. Good evening.
Hi, good evening. Welcome to the show. Did you want to have a little mini reading?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Hi,
Kathy.
Turn
it over to Joanne.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? Happy holidays. Thank you for
calling.
Thank
you, same to you.
So I'm going to just see, as I'm linking in here, with the energy around you, I feel several people around you. I do feel a lot of energy. And I do feel a female energy coming in around you, and I feel like with her energy, I feel like I want to put my arm around you, and I want to bring you close to me, and I feel like I want to say that I feel like I want to say friendship with her, but also someone that might have been like a mother vibration to you. And as I connect to her energy, I do feel she was very ill when she passed. And I feel like I need to say this, that she was a very good friend of yours. She wasn't just somebody who, you know, was your parent. She was a friend. You understand that? Hello?
And that was older than me?
Yes. No, I'm feeling like this connection is someone who was like a mother to you, but I want to say a friend, because I feel like someone that you would have spent time with, that she was very close to you, that she was more than just a relationship. I feel like a friendship with her as well. Does that make sense to you? With your mom.
Sort of.
What's that?
That's sort of.
Okay. All right. So I'm having a hard time hearing you. I do know that she was very ill when she passed. I do know that she was very sick when she passed. It wasn't something that was sudden with her, because she shows me being in the hospital. And I feel like there was a lot of conditions, a lot of different health issues with her. It wasn't just one thing. And I feel in her life, there's something where I feel like at the end, there's something with I want to cough, or I have some issues in my chest where I'm having a difficult time, like pressure in my chest with breathing or in my throat area. Do you understand that with her?
Yes.
Okay. And, interesting. Okay, let me see what she's saying here. Okay. And did, I'm not sure if it was mom, but did someone, someone did singing or like to sing or like to perform in theater in the family?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And I'm not sure what the connection is with mom, But I do feel like I need to make that connection or make that acknowledgement about the person that gets up on stage with a microphone. You understand that?
Okay, yeah.
But I do know that, you know, things weren't, I feel like things were out of sorts or out of order before she passed, or there was problems finding things or looking for things. And I don't know whether she was, what she's showing me here, I feel like she was either unconscious or you weren't able to communicate with her before she passed. Does that make sense?
No, not really.
Okay, because she's showing me just falling asleep, but I feel like people were around her before she passed. And I feel like she wasn't able to communicate with them. There's something with not being able to talk or not being able to communicate.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes and no.
okay.
I mean,
so
she was in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me?
No, well, if you understand, it's yes. If you don't understand, no. But I do know that she shows me being ill. She shows me, like I said before you mentioned that she was in the hospital, that she would have been ill and been in the hospital. And I do feel there were people around her before she passed, but she went, and I feel like she just fell asleep. But I feel like there was a state of unconsciousness or not having the ability to speak or talk or answer people. That's what she's showing me.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Does that make sense to you with her? Because I feel like there were words that were left unspoken, or I need to tell you I love you. And you, do you have two sisters or two siblings that are here?
Well, I have more than two.
Okay. But there's something with the three of you or the three girls that I know that she's acknowledging here. So there's something with
okay.
maybe you and two others or that you were responsible for her care, and she never got to say thank you. And I really feel with her, I feel with her that, you know, you knew that she loved you very much. You knew that. But she was a very busy woman,
yes.
I want to say. And she was always busy and very involved with things. I feel like she was a partaker in life. She just didn't like to sit and watch life go by her. She liked to do things. And like I said, she liked to go out with her girl. And this is where I get this kind of friend connection, that like almost like she was one of the girls. You understand that?
No, that's not her personality at all.
Okay, because she's talking about being one of the girls. And I feel like I want to be with the girls. I want to be with my girls. I'm going to go out to lunch with them. I want to hang out with them or go shopping with them. This is what she's showing me. So there's some sort of memory.
Okay.
And I feel like it might have been with three of you. Again, she shows me the three girls here. So, and would someone have
okay.
had a baby or a grandbaby after she passed? Or somebody
yes.
being pregnant. Okay, because I need to acknowledge the baby that she didn't know when she was here. And I do know that she's around the baby. And I do know there would be another one coming, or someone's or there's something with twins. Does that make sense to you?
Not the twins part. We've had a few babies since
okay.
she's been passed.
Okay, because there's something with, it's more than one, but I feel like there's something with another baby coming. So somebody... You may get news of somebody in the family being pregnant. I'm just feeling like there's something about another baby coming. And interesting.
Okay.
Okay. What is she saying with this here?
Okay, let's get that last piece, and then we're going to move
right.
on to one
okay.
more.
I feel like I wish I could have expressed more to you. That's what she's saying. I wish
mm-hmm.
that maybe I would have made things clearer. If you understand that. There's something where I feel like that there were some things that she didn't talk about or didn't reveal before she passed, but I do know that she wants to bring forth her love and that she will be with the family and all the celebrations and with all your thoughts that she's connecting to you. So I want to leave you with her love, Kathy. And thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you so much. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kathy, for calling in. Hope this helps just a bit. Alrighty, we actually only have a few more minutes left to the show, so I think we've got call. Are you up for one more caller, Joanne?
Okay.
Okay, let's try one more. I think we have Marie calling in from New York. Are you with us, Marie?
Hi, yes, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Would you like to have a little mini reading?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, alright.
Hi, Marie.
Hi.
Happy holidays. Thank you for calling.
You too.
Okay. So let me just see, let me connect him with the, you know, immediately as I'm connecting with your energy, Marie, I do feel a grandmother's vibration coming in. And I do want to go with mother's side of the family with her. And I feel like, I don't know, there's somebody either, I don't know whether grandmother has your name or you're named after somebody, but I'm hearing like Mary or Marie. Would you understand that connected on mother's side of the family?
Yes, I'm named after my mother's mother.
Okay, you're named after grandmother. Okay, because I know there's a name connection as she's bringing this through. And I do feel a very strong connection from her to you in spirit. And I also want to say, as she's coming through, Marie, would you also understand a child that passed very young in the family?
Yes.
Okay, because I do want to say that grandmother is with the baby. I do want to say that she's with the child. So there's been some concern, is the child okay, or is somebody watching over the child on the other side, or somebody's been talking about it recently, where I feel like she needs to bring that through. I feel that's important information to relay back to the family or to let people know. And I feel like, you know, like a guardian angel with your grandmother. It's like very protective energy. I feel family was very, very important to her. And your grandmother, your grandfather would have passed before grandmother. I do know they are together on the other side. And I do know, as he's showing me here, like helping her to make the transition, because life was very difficult after she lost him. And there's something with October, so I need to go to the October connection. Does that make sense to you for a birthday in the family?
No.
Okay. If you don't understand October, maybe you would understand the 10th, because 10 would mean either the 10th of the month or October as being significant. And it may be a connection that you may have to just think about that may not come to you right away.
Mm-hmm.
So please remember I mentioned that.
Okay.
Yeah. And with your grandmother, and I feel like when she was well, she used to work a lot with her hands. And I don't know whether she actually made Christmas ornaments or somebody has some of her Christmas items that they would have put out for the holidays. But I feel like she was very much proud of everything that she had and everything that she did. I feel like this is a woman with very great pride and somebody who, if she, you know, she tried to do things for herself and, you know, before she would ask anybody. That's, I feel a lot of strength with her, and I feel a lot of love with her, even though sometimes she seemed to be strict, but I do feel like you knew how much she loved you. And I don't know whether she made dolls or doll clothing, but she showed me a whole bunch of little dolls. Do you have dolls from her that she gave you or clothing that she would have made for your dolls?
No, not that I remember anyway.
Okay. Maybe you could check with this, but someone in the family may have them. But she shows me three dolls.
Okay.
So I feel like either there was clothes made for three dolls, or she might have made the dolls or made the dolls and the clothes, but there's something significant about that.
We have about a minute left on this call, just so you know.
Thank you, Doreen. I do know that she comes through with a lot of love. And with your dad right now, is he going through a difficult issue or something with his feet?
I have no idea. We don't talk that often.
Okay. Because I do feel this acknowledgement with dad's feet or problems with his, like, lower legs and feet. But I do know someone's coming in on dad's side that's acknowledging that. And so I just want to leave you with that. There may be a connection where you need to, you know, reconnect with him or something will come up with that. But I do know that you are surrounded by a lot of love from spirit, and that your grandmother loves you very much along with other loved ones. Of course, that, you know, don't have the enough time to come through today, but know that they are around and know that they stay connected to you through the energy of love, Marie. And thank you so much for calling tonight.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks, Marie. Thank you so much. Hope this helped just a little bit. You know, I can't believe how quickly this hour always goes, but we are just about out of time. And I really want to thank our guest, Joanne Gerber. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
It's always great to have you here. Now, if any of our listeners want to check out your event calendar or they want to schedule a private reading with you, the best way to reach you is through your website?
Yes.
Okay, so that's joannegerber.com. And remember, these are little mini readings. So, you know, we give you a little bit of a taste of this on the show, but contact Joanne and schedule a full reading with her, and I think you're going to be very happy with maybe a little bit of more in-depth information. We do want to thank all our listeners for being with us tonight. We hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. And once again, we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Don't forget to get your raffle tickets. The big raffle of the year is next week, and you can win a reading with one of our certified mediums. And next month, we'll be sharing more with you about our upcoming webinar series for next year, for 2016. This is going to be fabulous, and we'll give you some details about that when we come up on the next shows up in January. On behalf of Forever Family Foundation, I'd like to wish everyone a peaceful and joyous holiday season, a healthy, happy, and prosperous new year. Signs of Life will be off the air for the following 2 weeks due to the holiday schedule, but we will be back on the air on Thursday, January 7th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time with your hosts, Bob and Fran Ginsberg. So we hope that you're going to tune in for that. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Doreen Malloy, and if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at doreenmalloy.com. In the meantime, I'd like to wish everyone a wonderful evening, and always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.